Well, we have a guest joining us on the phone this morning. Jenny Anderson is with us this morning, and we're going to talk about a performance coming up tomorrow in Anita featuring the group Sheltered Reality. And Jenny is one of the local parents of a student who is one of the performers in Sheltered Reality. So we're going to talk a lot about that today. Jenny, how are you this morning?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you for asking. Hey, let's talk a little bit about your daughter's involvement in Sheltered Reality. How did she get involved?
Well, about a year ago, Sheltered Reality did a show here in Atlantic at the middle school. They did a show for the school, and then in the evening, they did a show for the community. And so my daughter watched the show when they did it for the school, came home from school that day and said, "Hey, Mom, there's this really cool group at school today, and I want you to go to the show tonight." So we went there in the evening, and I watched the show, and we kind of decided from there that it was something she wanted to try.
So you did your own little fact-finding mission.
Yes.
Well, it's nice that you get something like this that happens in a school with a performance like this, and it touches some children so much that they just got to get involved.
Right, yes. They use the message about other kids in their school program. So when they're playing their songs in between, Steve is the director of Sheltered Reality. He actually talks and gives stories and that relate to the kids and real-life things that are going on.
Music with a mission.
Yes.
With a message. Let's talk a little bit about that. Let's break it down a little bit. For those who don't even know what we're talking about right now, what is Sheltered Reality? Can you describe it for them?
Well, Sheltered Reality is what they call a choreographed drumming group. So they meet as what they call a site. They try to meet once a month. Steve or Jordan is the assistant director. Come to the site every 6 weeks to check in with the kids, see how they're doing. But when they actually perform a show, they're going out and playing their drums with music that's playing over speakers. And there's music that's popular in nowadays, and then there's songs that some people may not know. And then they do some choreography dancing with it as well. So they'll dance, play music, and give a message to whomever they are giving the show to, whether it's kids, they do church events, they do community events like they're doing tomorrow.
So this is not a group of local high school students necessarily here. These members come from all over.
Right, yeah. Atlantic just started their site a year ago, but Sheltered Reality in a whole is in 26 different states, or I'm sorry, 11 states with 26 sites. So some states have more than one city that has what they call a site or a group there. So here in Atlantic, right now we have 4 kids in the group. 3 of them are from Atlantic, and then one of them is actually from Anita. And the Sheltered Reality group did a show at the Anita school, and that is where the member from Anita seen it and wanted to join as well.
Now, you said your daughter had seen the performance here in Atlantic and came home and said, "You got to check this out, Mom. I want to get involved." Did she say what really got to her?
Well, she liked the fact that the group is meant for a place for kids to be able to go and talk with each other and hang out and not be bullied, and to be encouraged to do things. And so from the message that they gave out, she thought, hey, that's something that I want to be involved in. I want to be with a group of people that is encouraging me to be better and to move forward. So that's what she liked about it.
Is there a large commitment then from these members?
Not really. Like I said, they try to meet once a month. Here in Atlantic, they're currently using the Presbyterian Church as a meeting location, and that's really all there is. There is a monthly membership fee. Once the site gets up and running more, I mean, this is our first year, but Sheltered Reality itself likes to see the groups get out and do missions and do fundraisers and so forth. Some bigger sites, there's like an Omaha site that has a scholarship set up for people that may not be able to afford the membership fees. So the group itself will go out and do fundraisers to put money towards a scholarship so kids can still be involved even if they can't afford the membership fee. Or You do have to buy your own set of drums. Initially, you don't have to because you can practice and share with the other kids at the practice. But eventually, they do like to see you buy your own set of drums. So financially, that's another commitment you have to make. But they do a really good job of working with you, getting you used drums if you can't afford brand new ones. Pretty much, it's not, I wouldn't say, a huge commitment. It's more about having fun with other people.
Well, it sounds like it's a group that understands the needs of other people, and they're willing to do what they can to make it work for them.
Right, yes, they do a good job at that.
Yeah, very good. With your daughter, then, who else is involved locally? You mentioned there are three from Atlantic and one from Anita?
Right, yes. There's two high school kids here from Atlantic, and then there's another middle school student from Anita.
Okay, and they are? Do you know the names?
I know the first names. I know all the kids by talking with them. I don't know their last names. There's Ethan and Sarah are from here in Atlantic. Leah is my daughter. And then Brayden is from Anita.
I guess they'll just have to go and check it out for themselves, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent. Well, what's the long term then, like for your daughter? How does she want to use this? What does she gain from this?
Well, what she would like to see from it is to be able to have a group, or what you may call, me as being older, a club, to go to and be able to have kids to connect with. As you grow older, you know, you might go through different friends at school or different friends in life, but those kids will always be there, and they'll have that connection of going out into the community and helping people. And so that's what I think her goal would be, is to make sure that she has that connection with those kids, to be able to go out and help other kids that may not have a friend to talk to, or may not have someone there that they can lean on.
Absolutely. Well, we talked about this being kind of music with a message. Is it affiliated with any particular religion, or is it pretty much open to anyone who is interested in being a part of something bigger?
It's not targeted towards any certain religion. They are open to helping anyone and to giving a message to anyone.
Very good. What would someone do if their child, or how would a child follow up if they thought, this is something I want to be involved in, your daughter did it, how would they do it?
Well, there is a show coming up in Anita tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the Anita Community Center. If they go to the show and they like what's going on, Steve, the director, is there. You can speak with him. If you see one of the kids that you know or someone there that you know, you can contact them directly. If you can't make it this Saturday and I think maybe that's something I want my kid to get into, we do have future shows planned, one at Relay for Life here in Atlantic in June, and then they have another show already scheduled at the Anita Steak Fry in August. So those would be some other times that you would be able to go there. I guess another way is to contact. You could contact me at any time, and I could at least lead them in the right direction. You could call me or email me, I guess, whatever works better for that person.
Sure. Well, how many performers will there be then tomorrow over at the Anita Community Center?
I think there's going to be 15 people there.
Oh, good.
The thing about Sheltered Reality, it's not just kids. It's open to anyone, really, that would like to join the group, including adults. I mean, they have people in Sheltered Reality range anywhere between 4 to 76 years old. So even as an adult, if you see what's going on and you think, hey, that's cool, I want to be involved in this, you can still be part of that group. So, yeah.
Really an opportunity for adults to fill a void there, too, and maybe helping kids stay on the right direction.
Yes, yes.
That's awesome. Again, 3 o'clock tomorrow, Saturday, at the Anita Community Center. Is there any charge for this?
No.
All free?
Yes, it is free to get in, and as well as the other two shows that they are doing that are currently scheduled at Relay for Life and at the Steak Fry is free. They do ask for free will donations to help with building this site. Like I said, they would like to put together a scholarship to help people that aren't able to afford it. So they do ask for free will donations, but there's not a set fee to get in.
Well, that's a, sounds like a great opportunity for people to get involved in something, like I said, bigger than themselves.
Right.
Yeah, very good. Well, it sounds like a real good time, and I'm guessing it's the kind of a show that some folks have a hard time sitting through. You kind of have to stand and move around.
Yes, they actually, the school shows that they go in, they bring kids out of the crowd. I myself have not been to, I take that back. The first show I ever seen was a community show. They did take people out of the crowd and come up, and for a few of the songs, they ask four volunteers to come up and participate in playing the drums, and they give, you know, a short little tutorial on how the kids learn or even adults learn to play with the music that they use.
That's great. Yeah, you gotta move when you have stuff like that going on.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, Jenny, I hope you have a good turnout, and I'm glad to hear that your daughter's having such a great time with that. It's a great opportunity for other folks to maybe get involved in something like that as well. Sheltered Reality, and again, that performance tomorrow, 3 o'clock, Saturday afternoon at the Anita Community Center, and it is free entrance to the show. If you want to make a free will donation, that is certainly your choice. They would appreciate anything you can do for them, but come on out and enjoy the message and enjoy the music, right?
Yeah. We would love to see lots of people there.
Excellent. Jenny Anderson, hey, thanks so much for doing that this morning. Appreciate your visit.
Yes, thank you.